This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. So, sweetie, before we start our favorite porn viewing, where we have super naughty time, I was kind of having a trip down memory lane just a minute ago, and I don't know if you remember, if you even think about it. I'm sure you do. But do you remember the first time? I mean, okay, so first of all, think of how far we've come, okay? How nasty we get together. And I was thinking about the first time that you asked me, you know, after we had been married for a while, all of a sudden you came to me with an idea to role play daddy-daughter, you know, in the bedroom. And I was okay with it. And I mean, just look at where we're at now. There was a time where I feel like both of us were shy about the taboo secrets inside of us. Because I didn't let on to you at first, but I really enjoyed the daddy-daughter role play because I was thinking about my dad the whole time. I really did and do have a crush on my dad. And so I was into it, but I was so shy to tell you about that. And then there you were, you know, getting into daddy-daughter with me because you were into super taboo fantasies. And I had figured it out. I don't know if I told you about that, but I did figure that you were into not just the Pornhub version of daddy-daughter, where basically a porn actress just calls a man daddy and that's it. I could tell it was more for you. Because instead of telling me I was a good girl, you would say, good little girl. And it really like took me aback. I was like, oh, like I think he's imagining me as a young girl. And I didn't hate it. And I tried to get you to open up to me, but you just didn't. And I wish you would have. I mean, we could have gotten into the sick shit that we do quicker. Because remember, I found your secret naughty porn stash on flash drives hidden in your sock drawer. Oh my gosh, I didn't know what I was going to find when I found those. And what I found was naughty child porn. And lots of it. I mean, I was so innocent back then. I didn't know that. I mean, I thought that child porn was like, you had to pay for it. And it was rare. But not your flash drives proved something different. Because there were hundreds of images and videos. And I had never seen kiddie porn before. And you would think I would be disgusted, right? That I would think you were a sick and twisted individual. But it was quite the opposite. I was fascinated. And I remember just seeing lots of, you know, 6 and 7 year olds. A lot of them clothed in bikinis, which was taboo enough, right? But then I saw the 6 and 7 year olds posing naked. And I was so shocked. And even more shocking, I was turned on. I was turned on for many reasons. For one, the little girls were just so sexy. Like, I had never seen little girls in that way. But the way they were wearing those bikinis and the lingerie, and then those flat chests and those tiny little pussies, I was throbbing. And I didn't mind. I didn't mind that girls were treated like that. It actually turned me on to think that hopefully their daddies were like pimping them out, showing them off like that. So that turned me on. And then I was turned on just imagining you, my little pervert, jerking off to pictures of these girls I was looking at, fantasizing about such sexy little girls. And so I got up the courage to confront you. Do you remember that? I'm sure you do, because you were so nervous. I bet you thought I was going to like throw you in jail or something. But I quickly told you it was totally okay and insisted that we go to the bedroom and watch it together, because I wanted to watch and look at your naughty kitty porn together. And I'm sure you remember that day. You showing me all those 6 and 7 year olds, all the non-nudes. I mean, some of them were like practically nudes. Like, I'll never forget all those photo sets of this one little blonde girl where her little panties were see-through, so you could see her little slit. And then eventually she was naked. And I had you jerk off in front of me, because I wanted to see that. And I remember you were so cute, because I don't know. I mean, I get it. You probably were ashamed or scared to reveal your true side to me. But you quickly learned that I loved that you were a child porn loving pedophile. My pedo. And it turned me on so much to see how hard you were for little 6 and 7 year olds. Oh, I loved it so much. And I loved instructing you to jerk harder when we got to the naked little girls posing, and all the little teasing videos making my husband jerk off to child porn in front of me until I was just too horny, way too horny, and you needed to fuck me while we watched the kitty porn. And now, I mean, that's all we do, isn't it? It's all we do almost every single night. I feel that's like what we live for, right? Coming home after a long day, putting in your naughty, nasty flash drives, and watching sick and twisted K-porn that's the hottest shit that I know both of us have ever seen. And I'll never forget the first time that I called you a pedo. How excited you got. I feel like you definitely throbbed. I feel like I could see your cock throbbing when I called you that. Called you a child fucker. Or a kitty molester. I quickly learned how powerful those words were, calling you that while your cock was deep inside of me. And I told you exactly as well what I wanted you to do with those girls. And I bet you were shocked too that first time when I talked about molesting those little girls, those little kiddie porn stars we were looking at. Or how I would tell you how I wanted you to fuck me as hard as you would rape that little 7-year-old. And, oh my gosh, one of my favorite kiddie porn memories with you was that one series that is both of our favorites. Well, I know it's your favorite. You said it was your favorite. That little 6-year-old, the one girl in Russia. We spent like over a week of you introducing those videos to me. I mean, it was hours and hours of the same little girl. God, and I'll never forget that one, the first like part of the series when the woman was filming the little girl, the little 6-year-old posing in those sexy outfits and then eventually naked. It was so hot how that woman made it sweet for the little girl. And then we kind of fantasized about me doing it, right? Me getting behind the camera with some random little 6-year-old and like grooming her, basically telling her how to pose, how to be a sexy little princess, just like that lady on the videos. And then it got exciting, didn't it? Because that one guy just all of a sudden started showing up, just kind of watching in on that woman, having the girl pose for the camera. And it was so cute how that little kindergartner was so nervous and the big bad man, huh? She wasn't used to daddy being around during that naughty picture time. She eventually got used to him. And then, of course, I don't know what it is about a man stroking and pumping to like such young little girls. It turns me on so much. So I definitely remember that video, the part where he starts jerking off while the woman's still filming the little girl. And I would just encourage you to jerk off just like he was. Stroke to that little 6-year-old baby. And you would. You would, because you are my nasty pedo, aren't you, Ron? My husband that loves his little girls, and I love that my pedo loves to stroke to little girls and kiddie porn. And I love that you have corrupted me to love it, because now I can't get enough either. We're just a couple of kiddie porn addicts, aren't we? But that series, God, it unfolded so perfectly, right? Because you got to see like the training of this 6-year-old, like how the woman started having that girl pose more and more, like spread open. God, I love stroking you, feeling how hard you got whenever that little 6-year-old spread her little legs and her little pussy. How you throb for 6-year-old baby pussy lips. And do you remember when in the video, when he would come on her flat little tummy? That was the time I would tell you to jerk that pedo spunk out. Come on, come like him. Come all over that 6-year-old tummy. And you would. You would just explode for me. Oh, it was so hot. And what was even more hot is how that girl, that little 6-year-old, reacted. How she was scared of the cum. Unsure about it. but you could tell that the woman, we didn't even need to know English. You could tell that she taught that little girl how to make her feel special for making that man come. God, and then we started fantasizing about me doing the same. I still fantasize about that. Helping to train and groom a little girl for you. My sweet pedo hubby doesn't even have to do anything. All you gotta do is show up with the hard cock, right? Your naughty accomplice wife will do the rest. All you gotta do is get hard and produce a lot of cum for her. And then you remember when he started molesting that little girl on film, on camera. Made her actually feel good. That little six-year-old slut. You could tell she liked having daddy's hands all over her. God, and then when they taught her how to gently suck him, those tiny little lips licking and sucking cock, grown adult cock. And you know what's so naughty about that series? It's just like, it's like an instruction manual for us, isn't it? On how to train and groom a little six-year-old to be our little fuck toy. Because they went really slow with her. We wanted, at least I did, I wanted him to just fucking take her immediately. But they went really, really slow, didn't they? Making, like, instructional kitty porn. Kind of gently rub against six-year-old pussy. Training that hole, just putting the tip in barely. And I love watching child porn and making you do what the pedophiles are doing on the kitty porn. Like when he finally put that tip in and I had you just barely put the tip of your cock inside of me and told you to imagine it was a six-year-old little slut. And she, that little girl, she didn't like it, did she? She didn't like that cock getting, even just the tip of it, getting pushed inside her little hole. And he was really good. He tried not to hurt her. And I remember admitting to you, if I were there, I don't think I'd let you go slow. I'd want you to just fucking take her. I'd want you to be that nasty kitty rapist that I know that's inside of my pedo hubby. But finally, that Russian pedo did go deep, didn't he? And really hurt that little six-year-old. And that woman, she was no longer nice either. And that's when I really started liking her. She started really encouraging him. Didn't she, Ron? Just like I would encourage you to rape a little girl. I'd help you hold her down. Because you know, nothing turns me on more than the thought of helping you rape a child. Holding her little legs spread. Pushing your cock even deeper inside that little child. And you naughty pedo. You came hardest I'd ever seen you come in that final video when he finally fucks her fucking deep, taking her and making her cry. That's when I saw the real you, the real side of my pedo hubby. And it made me love you even more. Because then I told you I wanted younger, remember? I wanted to see a little three-year-old get raped. And of course, my kitty porn-loving hubby had the videos, didn't you? And I love seeing a little toddler, a little preschooler get raped. And I know you did too. Because you were even more hard, more aggressive. Just overall fucking sexy watching that 3-year-old get split open on kiddie porn. And now, tonight, we're going to go even deeper, aren't we, baby? Because, Ron, I want you to show me the sickest and most twisted child porn. And I know you have it for me. I want to see a little infant get raped. I want to see a really, really bad daddy just brutally sodomize a little infant. I want to watch a little infant get molested while I tell you to jerk off to it. And I know you will, won't you? That pedo cock is going to be so fucking hard watching a little infant get molested. And then once that sick fuck puts his fat adult dick inside that little infant's ass, that's when you're going to start to fuck my ass. And then we're going to fuck to kiddie porn, aren't we, Ron? You're going to bend me over, stuff your pedo cock up my ass, just like that man stuffing his fat pedo dick inside an infant's ass. And we're both going to come. We're going to come so goddamn hard to infant rape porn. Because, Ron, you are my naughty kitty fucker, aren't you? And I'm your twisted, twisted pedo slut that wants to see kids of all ages get raped and molested while you fuck me. And I love how hard you fuck me. When we're watching kitty porn, you just fucking pound my fuck holes. And the whole time, I'm imagining it's me and you in that kitty porn. A bad mommy and daddy using a child for kitty porn. Making all kinds of pedophiles fucking come. And I hope every time there's a naughty couple like us, a really filthy pedo whore like me and her pedo hubby doing the same thing we're doing, getting off to the sickest of kitty rape, watching tiny little bodies get stuffed with pedo cock, watching underage children get just sprayed and filled and stuffed with pedo spunk. I just love it. I love it. And I can't wait to watch this with you.